Next case for argument, Hussain v. Mukasey. Mr. Vigneswaran.
May I please the court? My name is Markandeya Vigneswaran. I represent the petitioner.
Sorry, could you speak up? I can't hear you.
My name is Markandeya Vigneswaran. I represent petitioner.
Your name is pronounced Vigneswaran, did you
yes,
say?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you. I mispronounced it.
I represent petitioner Lafran Hussain. Your Honor, this case has mainly two issues. One is 1 year deadline to file the asylum application. The second issue is about the credibility of the petitioner. First of all, this court has jurisdiction to review 1 year deadline issue under Section 106 of Real ID Act. If there is any issue regarding the constitutional affair matters and any question of law, Your Honor. In this particular matter, the immigration judge ignored the evidence in front of him in the record, especially an airline ticket. And not only that, the immigration judge did not give enough time to prepare the case. Petitioner's counsel, trial counsel, filed a motion for a continuance, and he set out reason for that. In the brief, in the administrative record, Your Honor, 90. Judge ignored that and continued with that case. Therefore, the judge abused his discretion, and BIA affirmed that. Second issue is credibility. In this case, even though this is pre-ID for the purpose of immigration hearing, pre-real ID, the respondent, the petitioner provided a number of corroboration. Judge ignored corroboration which is favorable to the petitioner. For an example, administrative record 207, a police report. In the police report, police stated the reason why petitioner was arrested. He was arrested because he was involved with political activities which is related to United National Party. And another thing also mentioned in that report, the respondent will be arrested in future. Judge simply ignored that letter. And judge also speculated many things. For an example, the political landscape of Sri Lanka. The immigration judge doubted why Sri Lankan police arrested him just after the minister was sacked from his position. But if you look at State Department profile for Sri Lanka, it clearly says the president of Sri Lanka is the powerful person, and she took over three important ministries, including defense and interior affairs. Police department comes under both. Police, after it was the particular ministries were taken by the president, police department came under the control of interior ministry that was under the control of the president. Petition was arrested. Judge just ignored that particular part of the evidence. And another mistake was that immigration judge stated that petitioner never mentioned about the arrest warrant in his asylum application, but when he was testified, he mentioned about that. The arrest warrant is collateral to this particular asylum claim, Your Honor. The reason is this. The respondent testified The reason he fled Sri Lanka because he was arrested by the police because of his political involvement. And not only that, the asylum application was prepared just 4 days before the deadline. The petitioner testified many times, especially in two occasions, that English language ability is very little. And the application was prepared by an attorney who doesn't speak his own language, is Tamil. And another mistake the immigration judge made about two letters. One is from Mr. Makar, the minister for whom the petitioner worked for. The other thing from district council. In these both letters, petitioner tried to corroborate certain fact he mentioned in his application that is material to his claim. One is he was member of UNP since 1999. And then another matter that the respondent was actively involved in politics. He organized political meeting, and he was the instrumental person who was behind the victory of that particular minister. If you look at the entire record, Your Honor, the immigration judge ignored important part of the evidence which is relevant to this case, which is corroborates a petitioner's claim, and argued some certain matters which are speculative.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Vigneshwar. And Mr. Johnson? Ms. Johnson, I'm sorry.
May it please the Court, my name is Joanne Johnson, and I represent the United States and the case before the Court today. Mr. Hassan's claim for asylum and withholding of removal was based upon one incident in November of 2003. He appeared before an asylum officer who determined that he was not going to grant his application for asylum. He then was referred to the immigration court. He appeared before an immigration judge, presented his limited evidence that had inconsistencies within it, and the immigration judge found that he lacked credibility. He then had the opportunity to appear before the board and did, appealing the immigration judge's decision.
What about Mr. Vigneshwaran's point that some of these inconsistencies that the immigration judge found were due to language difficulties and inadequate translation?
Those issues, Your Honor, were not raised below. They weren't exhausted before the board, so therefore the court would lack jurisdiction to consider them. They also weren't addressed in his brief, even if they were exhausted before the board, and therefore he's waived this court's review of that issue. First of all, in this case, with respect to petitioner's asylum claim, the immigration judge and the board denied petitioner's asylum application because it was untimely filed, and this court lacks jurisdiction to review the agency's determination that the petitioner filed his asylum application untimely. Petitioner did not present any constitutional or legal questions that would provide this court with jurisdiction under the Real ID Act. Second, with regard to the incident in November of 2003, the record evidence does not compel a conclusion contrary to the immigration judge and board's determination. Petitioner provided several different reasons for the arrest in November of 2003. These differing stories undermined his credibility and supported the agency's determination that indeed he lacked credibility. This goes to a material aspect of his claim. In addition, he provided several different reasons for why he feared returning to Sri Lanka without expressing a credible nexus to a protected ground. Just in short, Your Honor, he claimed that he was arrested for no reason in his application. Then in his testimony, he claimed he was arrested for an investigation. Then he later testified that he was arrested because he supported the UPN. Then he later testified that he later submitted a document into evidence right before his hearing that he was arrested because the Sri Lanka Freedom Party had filed a complaint against him. Then, yet again, he claims another reason for his arrest, that it was because the police didn't want him to testify concerning a particular murder case. All these differing reasons go to the heart of should he be entitled to withholding of removal. The burden for withholding of removal is he must show a clear probability of future persecution on account of, in this case, his political opinion. And he failed to do that, and the record evidence supports the agency's conclusion in that regard. He didn't provide any convincing explanations for the discrepancies that are riddled throughout the record, nor any evidence to further explain those discrepancies. Therefore, the government respectfully requests that the court deny the petition for review.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Johnson. Mr. Vigneswaran, do you have anything further?
Your Honor, the respondent's main claim, the judge abused his discretion. And in this case, this respondent stated his legal position when he appealed to the Board of Immigration, petitioner, when he applied to Board of Immigration Appeal, and he wrote the brief. The second matter, the respondent testified mainly that he was arrested because of the reason that his involvement with the UNP. The respondent testified his fear to go back to Sri Lanka for three reasons. One is because of police will arrest him because he cannot go to court to testify, he will have problem. The third, the government has changed and he will have more problem from the government and their police force. The third matter I would like to bring to the attention of this court is that the respondent testified at the beginning when the police officers came to his house, he didn't know the reason why they arrested him. They told his mother they are going to arrest his son because for investigation purpose. Then after the petitioner was taken to court, taken to the police station, he was beaten, and the petitioner testified clearly in his during his court testimony. He was not arrested for investigation purposes, but for political to take revenge against his political activities. Clearly testified that at the hearing. Therefore, Your Honor, the judge erred in finding the petitioner was not credible. Therefore, I respectfully request the court to grant petitioner's petition for review.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Vigneswaran and Ms. Johnson.